RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from September 1947. The Case of the Murdered Witness. The 143rd Adventure of the Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Loan dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Loan returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers. Donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise, he takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Loan swings his way into mystery. A specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask, his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, The Case of the Murdered Witness. Chapter 1. Death in the Rain. Steve Houston, ace reporter for the Clarion, didn't like borrowed cars. Steve, alert-eyed, curly-headed, and freckle-faced, was driving toward New York in the convertible coupe he had borrowed from one of his friends on the newspaper. The car was a 1934 model. In its day, it had been a high-powered, expensive job, but that day, Houston knew, was long past. Now, in the shadow of the junk pile, the coupe rolled along, protesting every mile of its progress, its cracked canvas top letting in the early morning rain. Steve drove on grimly. The windshield wipers didn't work. The motor was close to the boiling point, and Steve had a headache. A fine finale for a New England holiday, he decided, as he bore down harder on the gas pedal. For the first time in over a year, he had taken a few days off. Friends had invited him to their Saybrook, Connecticut bungalow for a weekend of fishing and swimming, and the outing had lived up to his expectations. Writing front-page stuff for the Clarion had kept him pretty well on the job, and Frank Havens, wealthy owner and publisher of the paper, had also thought it was high time Steve relaxed. He smiled as he remembers Haven's fatherly advice. It had something to do with the old adage about all work and no play, not doing anyone any good. Steve smiled. Mr. Havens was a great person to work for. Steve knew he would never forget how the publisher had given him his first chance on the sheet as a cub reporter, how Havens had seen to it that he'd had every opportunity to climb the ladder. Steve Houston had always felt that in addition to being a wonderful boss, the publisher deserved the gratitude of the roaring city his paper served. For Frank Havens was a crusader in the interests of justice, and the Clarion fought crime with fearless courage and unceasing vigilance. Time and again the newspaper had smashed at organized vice, breaking up criminal rings, turning the white light of publicity on those shadowy, sinister denizens of the underworld who lived behind dark, scarlet-stained curtains. But the Clarion's crime-cracking triumphs, Steve Houston thought, were mostly due to the brilliant deductions of the famous Phantom Detective, that mysterious super sleuth who always stood ready for the signal of Frank Havens, his sponsor, to unravel cases too complicated and difficult for the Metropolitan Police to handle successfully. Time and again the Phantom had emerged from the obscurity cloaking him to take a case, complex and baffling, and solve it by his own scientific methods. Time and again the Phantom, when a case seemed hopeless, had turned it into an open and shut victory for the law. And Steve liked to believe that he himself had, in a small way, often helped the world-famed crime investigator in minor details. His thoughts were abruptly shattered by what sounded like an explosion directly beneath him. At the same time, the car began to...